Welcome back to The Takeaway. It's Todd Zwillick with you. And as we just heard, freezing temperatures are testing the protesters at Standing Rock in North Dakota and causing authorities to urge evacuation there. Well, winter is also creeping on the Arctic, where it's supposed to be freezing and harsh this time of year. But this November, temperatures 36 degrees warmer than the historical average hit the Arctic. This month, a balmy 34-degree day set a record for the warmest day in November in the North Pole's recorded history. Higher temperatures means more sea ice melting, and that endangers not only the ecosystems in the Arctic, but threatens sea level rise all across the globe. Julianne Struve is a senior research scientist at the National Snow and Ice Data Center and professor of polar observation at University College in London, where she keeps a careful watch on Arctic sea ice.
One of the things that we notice in the Arctic is that the ice formation is happening later, and we're seeing that, for example, this year. And also, the ice starts to melt out earlier in the melt season than it used to as well. And so that certainly does impact ice-dependent species, where you're thinking about polar bears or the seals that give birth to their pups underneath the snow mounds on the sea ice. When the ice breaks up too early, or if it forms very late, like it is right now, then what typically happens is those seal pups drown before they're fully weaned. And obviously for polar bears, they need the ice to hunt. So if the ice is far from shore or if it breaks up early, that certainly impacts them. One of the roles of the sea ice is to help to keep the planet cooler. And by taking that ice cover away, we're actually warming the planet up even faster.
Let's talk about policy for a moment. Donald Trump has certainly made famous remarks about climate change, saying it's a Chinese hoax. He seemed to change some of those comments talking to the New York Times. It's hard to know where he really stands on this issue, if he even has a position. But one of his senior advisors has been very clear that a Trump administration would intend to defund the NASA division responsible for Earth observations, climate change studies, cloud cover, lots of things that they do. That's the Earth Sciences Division. How would that impact what you do and what your fellow scientists do?
Well, I mean, these satellites that NASA is responsible for, these are really key tools that we have for monitoring really remote regions like the Arctic or the Antarctic. I mean, without these observations, we're pretty much blind up there. There's very few stations that are set up. So obviously, if there's a defunding of the missions that are helping us to observe the planet and the changes that are taking place, that's a huge loss. It's sort of going back to the Dark Ages in a lot of ways. And these observations are so key for helping us understand the roles of natural climate variability and the roles of anthropogenic warming from greenhouse gases in explaining the changes that we're seeing in our climate system right now. And, you know, when you think about things like sea level rise, which are projected to increase quite a bit as you start seeing more melting from places like Greenland and the Antarctic ice shelves, I mean, this has implications for millions of people, and so it's really essential for us to continue to make these observations.
Sort of philosophically, for you and your chosen life work, your professional work, studying this stuff every day, what does it mean to you to have a set of political rhetoric now that not only brands all of this work a hoax, but could actively start to fight against the ability to collect the kind of data you're talking about?
You know, I think as a scientist, sometimes we think naively that, you know, if you just show them the data and you show them what's going on, that they will understand. But it's actually really an ideological fight that you're facing. And that's a difficult thing. It's more psychology than it is anything else, because I think as scientists, we really look at the data. And I didn't go into science thinking greenhouse gases were influencing our climate. I went into science because I wanted to understand how the climate system functions, and especially the polar regions, because I found these most amazing, beautiful, remote places on the planet that are just absolutely stunning. And watching the dramatic changes unfold has been just quite shocking. And I think, you know, if we were experiencing the kinds of climate change that is happening in the Arctic and is affecting those local communities today, and if that was happening here in the United States, for example, I know our president and our politicians would understand how important this issue is. And I think right now some of these changes are still pretty remote from how it maybe affects our daily lives. But once climate change starts impacting our lives on a daily basis, it would be really hard to deny that this is happening and that we need to take action.
Professor Julianne Struve, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Julianne Struve is senior research scientist at the National Snow and Ice Data Center and professor of polar observation at University College London.